Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my bill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hardest shoes. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Fuck top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me,
when you run in that cup, you can't explain it. What you been waiting on this whole time? I blow the brains out of your mind. And I ain't talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. Look at you, look like she nasty. Look at you, look at you, look like she clashy. Look at you, look at you, look at her dancing. Look at she, look at, I took her to the mansion.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hardest shoes. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Hard and watch the sunrise. One night it changed your whole life. Fuck top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you're with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest on here. She is from repping the Missouri. Yes. Also joined here is my partner in crime, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, what's going on, wrestling fans? Hey, Wayne.
Hey. Yes, let's introduce our special guest, Cameron Brene.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey,
welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can like barely hear you.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Funny story. I kind of was, but I wasn't. My cousin's actually the one that got me into watching wrestling because I started playing video games with him. So So I was like a late bloomer. Like I started watching wrestling at like 11 or 12.
Wow. Who did you idolize during that time?
I would say I definitely think it was Jeff Hardy, but I feel like that's like every kid's superhero, like the underdog, the crazy hair, the crazy high-flying moves. So I was definitely a Jeff Hardy fan, without a doubt. Had his necklaces, had his armbands. I was like Jeff Hardy decked out growing up.
Awesome. Yes. Do you have an athletic background before wrestling?
Yeah, I kind of did. Going up through high school, I played a lot of volleyball. And my parents always had me in a sport. So I was like that kid that every season had a different sport. I did like cheerleading, basketball, baseball. But then when I found volleyball, I kind of did that all the way up through high school until I had my injuries.
Awesome. And what got you interested in becoming a pro wrestler?
I think it was more of the fact that everyone, they seemed like they were just having a great time. Like, I'm one of those females that I thrive on doing things other girls normally don't do. And at the time, you know, the women's roster was a lot smaller than it is right now. And I was like, me and my cousin would joke around and play fight, and I'd be like, I will drop kick you right here. So it's kind of just that little kid dream I've always wanted. And I found a school in Missouri, so I was like, I have to try it. I have to just at least see what I can do, see what happens. And I fell in love, and I'm like, yay, best thing ever. like a child at heart.
Did you meet any wrestlers before you went in, you know, came into the industry, before you started to become a wrestler? Did you meet any wrestlers?
Like people that I want to wrestle, or?
As a fan, did you meet anybody? Because some people who are in wrestling now have met wrestlers
mm-hmm.
before, and they say, like, it just changed their lives. You know, they met, you know, Triple H talks about how you met Killer Kowalski, how you met, you know, wrestlers. Who did you meet before you, you know, you came in, you know, into the wrestling world?
The fans?
Yeah.
I kind of just, so I'm trying to think of, like, the people that I've met. I met this little boy. His name is AJ, and he was talking about how he does interviews for wrestling. And this is before I even had started wrestling, and, like, my first time in school. And he was so excited, like, thriving on, like, interviewing people. And I went to one indie show. It only took one indie show to make me be like, okay, this is, like, I have to do this. Like, I was put here to do this. So I think being around, like, all the little kids is kind of what I am, like, thriving to inspire. It's not more the adults, more the little kids. So it's pretty cool meeting all of, like, the little kids who, like, kind of, like, idolize you in a way.
So you definitely don't take what you do lightly. You take it very serious, I see.
Most definitely. It's like it's a career, but it's also just having a fun time. It's like if you don't have fun doing something you love, then why are you doing it? So it makes it even easier and like a whole lot more driving to do it because I like it so much.
Yes. And I noticed that you had worked with one of our familiar guests, Tootie Lynn Ramsey. You worked so many times with her. What is it like working with the Blue Dragon?
Painful. That's the one word I can say, definitely painful. I love Tootie. She is a sweetheart. She's one of the most top talent, I feel like, in the Midwest right now. So getting to work her was pretty awesome. And working her more than once, she definitely has helped me, as in bringing out my character, bringing out who I am, being more confident in like throwing kicks, throwing strikes, and taking things like that, because she did have a background. So when she throws her kicks in, like, those are probably the worst feeling that I feel throughout the whole match, is her kicks to the thighs, kicks to the arms, things like that. But Overall, she's a huge sweetheart, and I love her with all my heart. Like, I wouldn't trade her for the world.
Yes. Definitely great chemistry, definitely.
Oh, for sure. Everyone always books us together, and they're like, all right, I want you and Titi to have this match, and I want you guys to go 20 minutes. And we look at each other, and we're like, okay. Because it just, like, flows. It goes so well together.
Yeah, y'all definitely need a tag team run, definitely a division run.
Someone said that on a YouTube video. They were like, it was, I think we had went to Ringside Championship Wrestling in Lebanon, and we had the match against each other. And, like, you know, she's from St. Louis, I'm from Kansas City. So there's that, you know, rivalry of, like, baseball teams and all that stuff. And there was this huge, like, paragraph on YouTube about this guy, like, I don't get why these girls are hating each other. They should be the perfect tag team, and that's all we get now. It's like, you guys should be a tag team. You should team up and be like Team Dragon.
Right. Or Bree Dragon.
Or Bree Dragon. I think that's better. That sounds way better.
Yeah.
I find Team Dragon's kind of like, oh, we're Team Trudy. Like, no. Me too. I'll pitch it to her, and we'll see what happens this year. We may have a tag team that form.
Yes.
How did volleyball prepare you for the professional wrestling world?
I feel like just a lot of because volleyball, I'm not saying like any other sport isn't the same way, but I feel like for me, for volleyball, yes, you're doing the same movement, but if you don't continuously practice it, you'll end up losing it, or you won't get your timing down right. And I feel like with wrestling, it's a lot of up and downs. It's a lot of quick movements, quick pacing, and then just timing. So I feel like that definitely gave me a little bit of an upper hand with transferring from volleyball to pro wrestling. Especially taking those bumps, because diving on a wooden floor in high school was not the funnest thing.
Well, I believe there's definitely no padding on the floors in volleyball. No padding at all. No mat.
No. And that's like face bumps, like beating up your elbows, your knees, getting back up like nothing happened. I had bruises on my pelvis bones all the time because I would smack the floor so hard. That gentleman gets to you.
Yes. Screaming a lot of bumps and bruises. And definitely volleyball, you're definitely serving and spiking the ball, and definitely jumping over the going over the net basically.
Oh yeah, that's stressful. You know, people don't understand how stressful. Like, volleyball is a good sport; it's fun to watch. The moment the ball's in the air and like no one's touching it is like the most stressful 3 seconds of your life. So they're trying to beat someone else over the net to do it. Like, I'm a tall girl, so I should be up there higher. But there were some small girls who were jumping faster than me up to the top, and it's crazy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but playing volleyball can also help you with tag team wrestling, because you can learn to communicate with your teammates where the ball's going to go, who's going to get the ball, who's going to set up, and everything. Is that true?
It's kind of true. Oh, someone's honking at me. I'm like sitting on the sitting outside because the weather's so nice. No, but with volleyball, I feel like with volleyball, people are always like, you're like, when I think you hit about middle school, they teach you swing mine whenever you want the ball. But when you're like, when you're adrenaline hitting and you're running, there's kind of like no stopping, so there's a lot of collisions in volleyball, like mine, and you just go get it anyways. Or it's like you guys both stop and look at each other, and the ball hits the ground, and it's like the blame game. I've been there. I'm like, you got it. Well, you called it. Well, that was your fault. And I'm like, well, you were closer.
What is the toughest thing you have learned so far in your wrestling career? The toughest thing you had to learn?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
What has been the toughest lesson you have to learn so far in your wrestling career?
I feel like the toughest lesson in pro wrestling for me was to not overthink. Because they always told me, if you overthink, that's when you get hurt. So, like, I'm not as much of a high flyer as I used to be, but when I was, it was always that, I don't think I can do it, or I'm scared of what, like, what if I miss, or things like that, and that would be the times that I would get hurt. I would slip off the top rope, or my timing would be wrong, or I would miss a certain move. I wouldn't connect something. So that had to be the hardest thing, to just get out of your head. And when you want to do something, you just got to, like, buckle down, say, I got it, I can do it, nothing's stopping me, and you just got to do it.
And how is the camaraderie different in volleyball compared to wrestling? Every sport has to, you know, have ways that athletes communicate, connect with each other. How is it different? What is the difference between volleyball and wrestling?
With volleyball, I feel like your connection with your teammate is made because you're with the same, what, I would say six, nine people for a good solid 6 months. So you kind of get to know people. We always have, like, these, like, team rallies where we would all meet up and go hang out and do something. And you get to know, like, you know, whose voice says mine, or, like, what one person takes this ball, how fast this one person runs. But in pro wrestling, you're meeting so many people, so it's kind of hard to kind of get a grasp on, like, who this person is, how they are in the ring. It makes it more fun because you don't know really what's coming compared to volleyball. Like, a girl can hit with her left hand in volleyball. Okay, she's a lefty. So I know when she jumps, get on this side of the court. But in pro wrestling, this girl could throw kicks, and then I won't see her for 3 months. And then I come back, and this girl is doing, like, cross bodies and head scissors. So it's a lot more of surprises in pro wrestling. I think that's what makes it different to me, instead of being, like, kind of like the same thing consistently throughout the year.
Yes. Some of your work is sort of like, I'll say, like, Alicia Fox, that personality character when you sometimes play that hill also.
That's so funny you say that. I, like, lately everyone has been telling me that, and I met her actually backstage. It was really awesome, and people were telling me I remind them of her. So when I saw her backstage, she was, like, rolling around in this rolly chair and catering, and she was, like, talking to people and, like, scaring people. And I went up to her and I was like, people have been saying that I remind them of you in the indie scene. And she's like, say that, that means take a seat, bro, because it gets crazy. And I was like, I love you. Like, you're my future. I kind of strive off of being kind of like her. I've watched a lot of her matches growing up, and I was definitely a huge fan. And we're both tall women, so I feel like that's kind of where I got a lot of my moveset and mentality is a little bit from her. Like, my older world kind of thing.
Yes, about you 5'9", right?
I think she's awesome, though. Can't help it. She brings smiles to everyone's face, especially at the Rumble. Did you guys watch the Rumble, the last Rumble?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see her entrance?
Yeah. I like her. I like the gimmick she has right now. She has a hat on. She's like the captain. That
oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's cool. It's like a different hat for every outfit. So I think that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yes. Usually you should be having the fox fur usually sometimes.
Yeah. One day, like, for, I guess, like, for Halloween, I'll just go dress up like Alicia Fox and have a hat and start dancing for my entrance. Have a good time. I'm making that a goal. That's definitely a goal for this year, if you guys see it. In October. Every October match I have, I'm going to have, like, a new outfit of Alicia Fox's.
Yes. That would be awesome right there.
I'll give credit to you guys. And I was like, these are the people who made this happen. Love them.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, and another thing also, she was rep, she need to play that old theme music of also with Nelly getting hot in here. Basically, that was the best music that she had when she first started also.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. Wasn't that like a more upbeat music that she had?
Yes.
I like, do you, yes. Would you pick her music now or her music when she first started? Which one do you like better?
I'll say when she first started, right there, Nelly also, from Missouri, you know, the music also.
Mm-hmm.
Again, how to hear, like, it's like a remix thing, basically.
Yeah. I like that too, yeah. I think it's pretty awesome. It like catches everyone's attention. Like it's like, you know, it's her. You know that's like her music. It describes her.
Yeah. And I bet hopefully Triple H will talk Vince down and said, give her this music. It fits her, Vince.
I wonder if she even picked it. Like, she probably was just like in the car, like walking past something with like, I like this. Is my music. Let's take this. Let's buy it.
Right.
It's like walking down a mall, like mall music or something, like something like that, something probably strange like that.
Yes. What's your thoughts of working with Marty Bell also?
Oh my gosh, I've never been so nervous in my life. That was crazy. I remember getting the poster of me being on it, and it was Marty. And I was like, it was like right after the Mae Young Classic, how I had watched her match, because I was kind of late on the Mae Young Classic. And so I was like, yeah, I'm Marty Bell. I'm like, oh, okay, I love her. Like, I've seen her in the independent scene. And I was kind of okay, kind of just relaxing. And then I had made it to Wichita at the time and walked in. And everything was fine. She wasn't there. She walks in, and I, like, panic. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is Marty Bell. What do I do? I don't know what's going to happen. But she was really sweet. She definitely, like, coached me through a lot, what I need to work on, things like that. And it was a huge honor to work her. And hopefully I could cross paths with her again. I know she's traveling all over the world, but I was very, very fortunate to have a match with her, especially in it be a good match, like, for it to be that good and me to get that much feedback, I was so happy. I even showed my mom. I was like, Mom, look. I was like, I got to wrestle Marty. She's like, you dork.
So your family,
my dad was
you.
Happier.
So what?
At least one parent is happier.
Right? Funny, that's the dad, not the mom. Like, come on, Mom. You gave birth to me. You should be happy. She's like, I mean, okay. But I was like, yeah, kick her butt.
And you also worked a three-way with the Savannah and Sierra also. What was it like that, doing that three-way?
Oh, that was cool. The three-way was pretty awesome. I love Savannah. I've crossed paths with her a lot. So when I first started, actually, I had a tag match with, it was Savannah and Tootie versus myself and Rain. And I was maybe 2 or 3 months in, so I was super new. And that's how I actually got to meet Savannah and Tootie. And that was, I think, Tootie's second match ever. So we kind of grew up in this business together, all three of us. But Sierra, she's a tough one. 100%. So I thought the match was really good. It was really interesting because none of us has really worked each other that much. So the fact that we all got to be a little different, because I know Sierra is more of a character person. She throws her shots in. And Savannah's a very strong house. And I'm kind of just, I feel like my style of wrestling is kind of just there. And I can kind of do whatever. I'm not like a high flyer. I'm not a body like a person to throw around, a tough one, but I think it just depends on who I'm working at the time. But I got knocked out. So, I mean, I obviously didn't get that much offense in that match. They hit me a little too hard, made me unconscious.
also, you also worked with guys also. What was it like working with Blair Onyx?
Oh, my gosh, I love her. I love her so much. That girl is the same person. Like, backstage, it's completely different backstage. Everyone has, like, their personalities, their characters, and most of the time our character is who we are. But she had just came from, like 4 hours away, and I had traveled 6 from Kansas City. So we were really jet-lagged and tired, and I think that's kind of what made us all giggly and stuff. But working her was pretty cool. She's really new, and being able to be one of her couple of first matches was amazing. I think I'm crossing her path again in May, actually. I think she's coming down to Kansas City. That's what I've been hearing. I'm not sure, but we'll figure it out. So it was pretty cool. Learned a lot from her, especially her coming from Black and Brave. So she helped me out with a lot with promos, everything like that. So couldn't be grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely the city where Randy Orton, you know, his hometown.
We're known for bringing out the good people. Like, we have Baron Corbin. He might not be the nicest, but, you know, I still keep him. There was a sign one day, and they were like, we give Baron Corbin back to Kansas or something like that, and I just thought that was the funniest thing. Yeah. And, you know, Randy Orton's just methodical walking around, so who knows what KC can bring out. We have people who speak, we have people who don't, so good luck. Best of both worlds over here.
Right. It's like it's best. I always thought of best to bring Arizona Cardinals back to Missouri and had the Rams go to L.A.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, everyone here about sports, it's so weird. Like, I know that, me and my parents are just talking about this. Is it the football team for St. Louis? The St. Louis,
yes.
Rams. They're now the, what, I'm so bad at
LA football.
Rams,
yeah.
They're back in
LA.
Yeah.
LA Rams.
I like know baseball. I could talk baseball all day. And, like, football, I like those teams. So I'm like, But, yeah, I know people were not happy about that. Oh, like, we're very deep down for our sports here. And I know being the L.A. again, everyone's like, well, forget the Rams. We're going to go with the Chiefs. And I'm like, are you sure? Man, I'm going to go to the baseball side. The baseball side's better.
Yeah, the Cardinals always seem like they get to the playoffs every year almost. But Kansas City, they lost everything. They seem like they got dismantled last season.
I don't understand. Like, we win preseason games, and then we win the beginning of the season. And I think, like, once the games start counting, they're like, well, I'm tired, I'm done. And they just give up on us.
Right.
I think that's how I feel when I see the games. I don't really watch that much. Whatever I watch, it's like, you know, the first half, we're kicking butt, we're going. Then it's halftime, and it's like, what happened? Like, you guys were just killing it. What happened?
Yes. Hey, they wasn't the worst team last year. It was those dreaded Orioles, the worst team.
I swear.
They were bad. I'm an Orioles fan, and it hurt last year.
No. He's like, don't do this.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Yeah.
Hey, the Orioles have almost the worst record as the Baltimore crime rate.
I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's not my half of the city.
Yes. Yes, the Yankees supposedly should have won the World Series last year.
No. No.
I don't know what happened.
No.
I'm not about that one. To me, as long as the Cubs didn't win, I was happy because I was in Rockford. I lived in Illinois for 2 years. And then, like, the moment I moved to Illinois, KC won the World Series. I was like, okay. Of course, the, you know, 18 years I lived in Kansas City, you guys just wanted to suck. And then the year I leave, you guys just want to kick butt and win everything. And then we lose the next year to the Cubs. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm in Chicago, so that's not too bad. And next year, it's like, Cubs are back going to the World Series. What? No. No. I was like, any team but them. Any team but the Cubs and the Blue Jays. Because I am a huge disliker of the Blue Jays.
Wow.
Can I go do
you heard that, Drake? You heard that, Drake?
No Blue Jays.
Toronto's favorite son. So-called favorite son.
I have no shame. I'm sorry. I don't like the Blue Jays. They are just troublemakers. Until proven otherwise.
Right. Yep, they back-to-back World Series champions.
Oh, not this year. I'll buy a team out of nowhere that's going to win it. Glenn's going to win it or something. Like some random team like no one thinks would win the World Series. I bet they're going to win this year.
They could,
or maybe the Rockies.
Got some...
I would hope so. Who are you guys rooting for this year? I have to at least ask that since we're on
the
baseball topic.
The Yankees, they got to.
You're only saying that because of where you're from.
I am rooting for now in the National League. I am rooting for the Cubs, either Cubs or the Dodgers in the National League.
See, I would root for the Dodgers. No, but I see, like, I'm very like hypocritical to myself because I like the Dodgers, and I see where you're coming from because they're a good team.
Yeah,
but you also have to understand, like, they're a really good team. Like, and I think they're very underestimated. But then, like, with the Cubs, they have Zobrist and they have Baez, and it's like, they have Wade Davis, and I'm like, oh, no. They have, like, all the top people.
Yeah,
it's, like,
they do.
Hard.
They got a little pitching, too. Because they have what it takes. You know?
I know. It's because they have the money to get people. If Missouri wasn't so poor, we could have kept half of our people. We got rid of Dyson, and we got rid of Hosmer.
Yep.
Moustakas, I think Moustakas just signed it somewhere else last time I heard, or he was either a free agent. And I know Gordo, he's a free agent. That scares me because I already lost half of my team. I already lost Hosmer, and I'm like, if Gordo leaves, I'm going to cry.
After you won the World Series, like, everyone just split up.
I know. But, it's like, wouldn't you want to be together? Everyone left them. They were like, all right. Oh, I swear, it has to be. Because they were fine with us for the – because I think Hosmer and Salvi and Gordon came down in, like, 2006, 2007, something like that. And then, like, all of a sudden they won the World Series, and it's like, bye, Casey. You're not the favorite city anymore. I'm going to go everywhere else. And now we have to bring up people from the minor league, which it's like, okay, I don't know who half our team is anymore.
Yeah, none of rebuilding yet. I mean, last time you won the World Series is 85, which I won it more recently than Oyo. So I give kudos to Kansas City on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess. Plus, we did go to the World Series back
old.
To back.
Wow.
Don't say that. Next thing I know, someone's going to be like, 2015, that was so forever ago. And I'm going to be like, well, welcome to life. You get old.
Well, him, Baltimore, you hear a lot of wrestling.
Oh, yeah, the first WrestleMania, wow.
Someone was telling me about that, like, at my training school. They always go, yeah, go back and watch WrestleMania, like, 4. And I was like, there was a WrestleMania 4? Like, it baffles me. Like, I know, like, how that works, but it's like, no, it started off at 20. WrestleMania 20, that's where it started. What's WrestleMania 4?
Yeah, but first time as a kid seeing Donald, heard of ever hearing Donald Trump at the Trump Plaza.
I remember I went back to actually watch WrestleMania once, and I was like, I felt bad. I'm like, I don't know like half of these people. And it's like, I wanted to go back and watch Raw, but I'm like, I can't. Because I watched, it was a, because I was on the network. And I went back to, I was watching, I think, Bragging Rights. Because all the pay-per-views are, like, different names now. We had, like, No Way Out back then, Judgment Day. And I was watching that pay-per-view. And I was like, okay, this Chris Benoit, like, I was like, Rhino was wrestling in, like, 2005. I was like, I didn't know that. And I went back farther, and I was like, okay, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock. I was like, okay, Honky Tonk Man. I went back even farther, and I was like, okay. I mean, I don't know any of these people. I said, I have to do my research.
Right.
That's pretty cool, though. Wrestling back then was amazing. Like, even when I watched wrestling back when I first started watching wrestling, which wasn't that long ago, when CM Punk was in his prime and John Cena was in his prime, Triple H, just everything that's different, like the roster that's different, everything, like people's gimmicks that were completely changed back then. It's crazy. Crazy to see how much stuff
right.
changes and like right before your eyes.
Right. And John Cena should have stayed a rapper. He should have stayed a rapper, but straight up fucked him over right there.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna only cut promos and wear cartoonish shirts for the kids, Kool-Aid shirts.
I remember, do you guys remember that promo? And I tell my dad this all the time, and he never remembers. It was a promo of The Rock calling John Cena that he was like a box of Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that one? That
yeah.
had me laughing so hard. Because it made me think, like, it made me think about a box of Fruity Pebbles, and then it made me, like, think about, like, all the colors of John Cena's shirt, like the green, the orange, the blue, the purple he had for a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, the Rock's telling the truth. I did see the Thugonomics, though. I think he had he had a rap battle with one of the fans, I think, or something. Was that, he was outside, like, going into the arena or something like that.
Yeah, that was in Baltimore, yes. That was before a pay-per-view in Baltimore. I think it was Lenny Dykstra or one of the
yeah,
Spirit
Kenny,
Squad.
Yeah, from the Spirit Squad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
From Spirit Squad.
That's what that yep. was. I remember seeing it. I don't think I remember watching the whole episode or what happened. I don't even remember
yeah.
where I saw it, but I do remember that rap battle. My cousin informed me about the Thugonomics, and I was like, Thugonomics? He's like, oh, right before you started watching wrestling, John Cena was in his Thugonomics.
Right. Yeah, Kenny Dykstra, I think right there, was 17, and he was on the Spirit Squad at 19. Wow.
Crazy.
He basically lied about his age to get in to WWE.
Yeah, really. That's so interesting.
Right. Oh, yes. Yes, we definitely talking about Charlotte Flair, definitely. Could she...
The new
they be
woman
going
champion.
To unify... yes. I think they're going to unify the women's belt. It seems like it. It feels like it.
Oh, my gosh. No, and that's the thing. I really hope not. Like, it's like that fear of, like, you want Ronda Rousey to lose. You want Becky Lynch to win. But you're also, like, Charlotte Flair, they have, like, the best things for Charlotte Flair. So you know they're going to give her, like, the double title. The first ever Raw and SmackDown Women's, like, champion. Unified
yeah.
Women's champion.
Yeah, and they make her like the female Undertaker of WrestleMania. She's undefeated at every women's title, championship title.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, she is, though. Because last year, man, Charlotte Flair is crazy. Because I had just went to training, and that's when I heard that she won. And I was like, no, she didn't. I was like, that's just a rumor. And I watched it, and I was like... Okay, well, let's see what WrestleMania holds now. Everything's changing for WrestleMania.
Yeah, Vince really loved the Flair in her, basically. She's the female version of her dad, Flair, basically.
100%.
I think she's now, yes, 8-time women's champion, and Then on top of that, with Asuka submitting, it's like they portraying Asuka as the great Buddha, but I'm surprised they not let her wear face paint like she did on it in Japan or Shimmer.
Yeah, I had just went back actually this past weekend, and I was watching some Shimmer stuff, and I saw Asuka on it, and it just baffled me. I was like, oh, this is who like the real Asuka is, you know? So, and I know when she first made it to NXT, it was like it's like the same Asuka, but something's just completely different.
And I guess Vince is not higher on Japanese talent, you know, as main eventers. Yeah.
I wish that Charlotte wouldn't have won just for Asuka to go to WrestleMania, but now I just don't, like, I don't know what's going to happen. Because, are they going to put Mandy Rose with her, like, with Charlotte and Becky and all of them? Or is that match not a thing anymore? Or Naomi?
There's a rumor it might be a Battle Royal.
Well, I know they're doing I know they're doing all that tag matches with the women. Women's Tag Team Championship?
Yes. Yeah, that's going to actually happen, yes.
Yeah, so who are you guys rooting for that one? I'm definitely rooting for the Iconic. I love Peyton Royce. Like, Peyton Royce is my idol. I love her.
That's the Iconics.
Because it's so cool. Like, they're just the people who are in their own world. And then the fact that they, like, I'm tongue-tied. I'm so happy. instead